Leading Investment House Coronation is a registered financial services provider that manages the long-term savings of millions of South Africans. And if you have a pension fund, a retirement annuity, or unit trust, they may even look after yours. There's a huge amount of financial expertise and knowledge contained within the walls of Coronation, which is how they're able to see the unseen and help you to save more in the true sense by encouraging you to put money aside every month instead of spending it. Joining me today as part of National Savings Month, yep, it's National Savings Month, is Coronation Personal Investment Specialist Christo Linnefelt. Thanks for being here, Christo. We've spoken before about tax-free savings. Now we're just talking about savings. But what does Coronation mean when they say they want to help consumers look beyond the seen to the unseen when it comes to saving and spending?
Hi, Gareth. Good to be here. Nice to chat to you again.
Thanks, man.
We have this campaign effectively that we're running, and it's all about the seen versus the unseen. So we all have social media. We're all on Instagram. And if you look at some of the photos that your friends post on Instagram, some of them look too good to be true.
Fake news,
yeah. Right. And what they typically do is they frame it very well, right? So The campaign is about the seen versus the unseen. So what they want you to see versus some of the things happening around just outside of that frame.
I saw some of the ads in the airport.
It's quite funny, yeah.
They've got that woman doing the headstand and yoga, but her friend's actually holding up her feet when they zoom out. I love it. It's so true for so much of what goes on, and especially with money, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, what we're effectively going on to this month, it is National Savings Month, is think about the word saving in the context of the seen versus the unseen. We are bombarded by offers all over the place. You know, I wake up in the morning fairly early, I must say, and my inbox is already filled with offers, you know, from travel deals, from, let's call it limited time offers. And typically,
buy one, get one free.
Yeah, it's all those things. Or, you know, act by the end of the day, otherwise the deal's off. And we are presented as if we are saving a lot of money, right? So, how many times have you heard, you know, even yourself, tell yourself that you know, if I buy this thing today on sale, I am effectively saving money. So, this word saving is effectively being expropriated from us. So we're here to effectively effectively tell our listeners, guys, it's not about saving. That is what you see. That is what they are telling you. That's what these marketing gurus want you to believe. Think about the unseen. Think about what's really happening. What they're actually getting you to do is to spend your money, your hard-earned money. You're spending it. And you don't always really need to spend it at that time.
So when they say sale 70% off, what they really mean is you're still going to have to spend 30% that you weren't going to spend.
Yeah. I mean, we all have those examples. You know, I'm not a psychologist, but what I can tell you is that it's such a natural human response. You know, we're impatient people. We want to be happy right now.
Yeah.
And we also always follow the path of least resistance.
So instant gratification.
If you tell me, listen, Christo, here's a deal for you. You know, we probably know you've been looking at something similar. Here's a little discount for you. Just click here and it will be delivered to your door within a day or two. So it does appeal to that very raw kind of lizard brain that we all run around with.
Well, it appeals to that part of your brain which is also scared of losing out, of FOMO.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the social media environment doesn't help with this, which is, again, why Coronation's campaign is so clever, because we go through our lives and we're now bombarded with messages on social media, either from accounts that are monitoring us to see what we're interested in, what Google searches we're doing. And then they're sending us targeted ads, which is really quite crafty of them.
Yeah.
And we sometimes fall prey to this stuff because, I don't know, 3 weeks ago we typed in Spider-Man and now suddenly they're selling us stuff that we don't really want or need to know about that has to do with Spider-Man. It's crazy, right?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is effectively just raise the level of awareness. We're not saying, guys, don't spend money on anything. Of course you need to spend money on things you enjoy, but just be aware of what you are being offered. Just be aware of what you're being presented with and try and look through the scene to the unseen. And it really is a way to empower yourself, to try and take control of your spending habits.
All right. Now, that's easier said than done, because I'm guilty of this just like anyone else. I have sometimes seen something really cool, and going online and shopping is for me a bit of a weak spot, because then I don't have to go to the shops. I don't have to be around other people. I can buy a whole bunch of... I found this gadget thing online the other day. It's like this store that just sells mostly like mass-produced rubbish, but some of the stuff looked so cool in the ads that I found myself clicking on it.
Yeah.
And I very nearly went and bought this.
Yep.
Now, I mean, I very nearly did. Most people do.
Yep.
Some people are smart enough to know to stay out of it completely.
Yep.
How do you train yourself to do this?
So I have to admit, I mean, I'm not really much of a pro at this either. We all are weak-willed at times. I won't go into the detail, but I recently spent money on something that effectively controls my air conditioner from my cell phone while I have a remote for the air conditioner. So that was a complete waste of money. But in the moment, it sounded like a great idea. Yeah. But really, it is these masters of marketing that are, you know, turning effectively our wants into needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, how often do you find yourself saying, oh, I need that new mountain bike or whatever it is. I need it. I don't want it. I need it. It has to happen. So we've got a few kind of tricks that we are aware of, spoke to our marketing guys, that the advertisers typically use. You know, so if you don't mind, maybe we can run through some of them. So
yeah, let's hear
them. You know, they talk about product scarcity. So they effectively create scarcity out of something that is abundant. So think about those, you know, limited time offers. If you don't act now, you run out of time, or there's limited stock, you need to react. So it creates a sense of urgency in us. And of course, like you said, we all have FOMO. You know, we don't want to miss out.
So ignore those. Know when they're coming at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just be aware of it. You know, they try and create a problem where effectively there isn't a problem. So a good example I have there is teeth whitening. Jeez, you know, we see these teeth whitening ads and we all think our teeth are okay. But all of a sudden, you maybe have another look in the mirror and just wonder whether your teeth are white enough. And before you know it, you're ordering something online. So these are all examples, very well crafted over decades, over centuries, of how they effectively target our emotions. And they're so good at setting it into action. Now, again, some of those products are really good and we need them and we need to spoil ourselves and there's nothing wrong with it. All we're saying is, guys, be aware, think twice, that kind of thing.
Okay, so give me some straightforward advice about what I should be doing with the money I would save if I didn't go for these instant gratification purchases, these really bad, ill-timed decisions to take up an offer before it runs out. What should I be doing with that money?
So it is National Savings Month. So, you know, now that we are on board with the real definition of saving, which is, you know, putting money, not spending the money and putting it aside.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, what you do when you save is you are delaying spending today with the hope, with the plan of that money growing so that you can spend more in the future, so that you can buy something worth more sometime in the future. So you can be... that can be anything. That could be a deposit on a house. That could be, you know, just supplementing income in retirement. Could be pretty much be anything. But the way in which you save is by investing. So the next step really is to turn those savings into an investment, something that grows over time.
And when you look at a compound investment equation, time is the one thing you can play with.
Yeah.
You know, you might not have an initial capital amount, which is huge.
Yeah.
You may not have a great interest rate, but time you can play with.
Absolutely.
If you have the time and you set that money aside for the time.
Yeah. And time really is, time multiplied by compounding is an extremely powerful tool. And it's very difficult for us as humans to understand the geometric function of compounding. So, because we all think in linear equations. We all think in straight lines. So an example I always use with savers is just take a piece of A4 paper. So you're holding one in front of you. That sheet of paper is a tenth of a millimeter thick. That's it. We all know normal A4 printed paper. If you fold that twice, obviously it's double the thickness. You keep on folding it. If you are able to fold that thing in half 10 times, it's The width of your palm. That's the thickness of it.
I think the most number of times you can fold it is like 7.
And yeah, it's like 8 or something. Yeah.
So it just shows you.
There's a video online where kids apparently fold a long toilet roll of paper, more than that. But the key for investors to understand is it only takes 42 folds to get that sheet of paper all the way to the moon. That's it.
Wow.
42 folds. And then it takes an extra fold to get it back to Earth. That's the power of compounding. It's like growth on top of growth. And like you said, time is the key function in that equation.
All right, Christo. So National Savings Month is a good time to be reminded of how we can be more careful about what we spend our money on. I hope that you're encouraged to put away some money that you can for the long term. It can make a huge difference. Choose not to spend. Instead, put that money aside into a savings or investment vehicle with a bank or an asset manager such as Coronation. A good option is investing in a Coronation Unit Trust Fund, which is the simplest, most cost-effective way to invest with Coronation. It gives you exposure to a basket of different financial assets like shares and bonds and listed property. And you want a mix, right?
Of course.
Yeah. All you need to do to start investing with Coronation today is 500 Rand a month. So give them a call or visit them at coronation.com. It really is worth giving up that impulse or convenience purchase for long-term financial security. Next week, Christo will be back to talk about the unseen places that you can save yourself money that you may not have thought of before. I promise you, we won't suggest giving up your daily cup of coffee. Some of them are probably going to surprise you.
For vision, touch, taste, sensory exploration of molecular gastronomy, visit Quantum Tastery. With molecular portion sizes at astronomical prices. 12 experimental courses heightened by ultra-modern ambience. More like 12 courses of crumbs, smears, and specks of food eaten in near silence.
It's easy to get tempted into unnecessary spending. That's why Coronation is encouraging South Africans to save instead this National Savings Month. To invest, talk to your financial advisor. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.